Why don't you go ahead and open up and 1 Corinthians. Eleventh chapter. I mean, I hope I make it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Working up to that. Would you just extend your hand towards me for a minute? This is not bad. It's not bad. I'm in a transition. I'm coming on the other side of something. It's good. But when the love of God reaches a certain point in me right now, I just break down. But I'm getting stronger. Hallelujah. So please, just hold it in my direction for a minute. And agree with me that I'm going to receive His guidance in each phase of everything He has or wants me to have. Hallelujah. And that path to the revival we've been seeing for years, that we're on that. Father, that's the utmost desire of my heart. And right now, as they're agreeing and praying with me, I'm receiving your strength that's adequate to the love of God that's been resting on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. I praise you and glorify you and magnify you in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. There's someone here, and if I got to teach you, you wouldn't want to hear what I had to say. You wouldn't like it. Something's been gnawing away at you and gnawing away, and you know how bad it is and how wrong it is, but you don't seem to be able to change. I don't have to go into what it is. I don't even want to. But what you need to know now is present in this prophesying and present in this presence that's here is he's ready to trade your weakness for his strength by his grace. Something you can't been able to beat it yourself. But I'm telling you that right now that grace is coming. And it's in the form of his love and power that's in that grace to break those chains off of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've never known me the way I'd have you know me. And you've never experienced what I have in store for you. But you need to hear what I have for you now. And in doing so, you'll receive what you need to go to there. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I'll give you this liberty. I'm not going to ask you nothing. I'm not going to ask you what you're doing or anything like that, but I will give you an opportunity to come up here. But I'm going to pray over the crowd anyway. But if you want to, by Oh, we can just nail that thing. Hallelujah. Break its power, its hold. This is very strong, so this isn't a general line. Hear me? This one's out to destroy. I mean destroy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of you think, oh, no. Does it mean that he won't bless you? But no. No. Most of who come up, it's not them. Hallelujah. Long time ago, he started using me in the judgment gift, and I found out what qualified it. After that, I really didn't want it. He said it was a mercy that rejoices against judgment is the only qualifier to be used in judgment, such as Paul was used. When he spoke the word and straightened some problems out in the days that the foundations of the church was forming. Hallelujah, Jesus. So no, I wouldn't particularly care for a ministry like that. But I do know now that Paul had to walk in. He had to walk in the mercy that rejoiced against it. And to walk there, he had to walk in the love that I seem to be pulling off those pages that I can't find an end to. So, there's some exciting things happening. And there's still, I mean, they're what we've been waiting for is made out of. And tag team is just about over. Hallelujah, Jesus. My heart was asking about now. And he says, I'm doing this now because I'm getting what I need to save a life. It was simple as that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Rancho to lo que bohosencio della okumota. Nencio ta ketsia. Nahisukata. But hear this. Hear what the Spirit would say. Most of you are not her, or you're not him. But if you'll stand there and turn over to me, that problem, that'll be your strength. For this is my grace based on my word, says the Lord. So you just get ready for that grace and that mercy that judgment rejoices against. I mean, mercy rejoices against that judgment. Don't want it. So hold it up before him now. I know this is not the screaming and jumping up and down kind of service. But I can guarantee you one thing. A life has been saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Maybe two. Dehes kurama sohas. So all I'm going to do is lay hands on you and trade your standing, your weakness off for his strength, his unmeritable, unearnable grace is going to fall on you and become your strength. Come on, you can do it. legally and power-wise, your flesh, just the born-again spirit you're walking in has the power to beat the britches off of your flesh. You're the one that's free. But because of his gifting and he's able to speak his mind, he can do these things. So you get ready for some change. I've already had people come up from the last couple of weeks and say, something is changing in me. Yes. Yes, it is. So Father, right now, every single person who's come up here, they've got to be serious in their heart. For they're going to trade their weakness off for your strength and the unmeritable, unearnable grace. But Father, that particular one that you're after, this one, this life you're saving, but you're here for the rest. So Father, in Jesus' name, the moment, Father, that I get to lay hands on them is the moment that you'll make that transfer and set them free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus now, in Jesus' name, your grace, give her your grace. I heard line up on line. Here a little, there a little. I hear freedoms I don't think I've heard. So Father, we do this in Jesus' name. By His grace, I call you free in Jesus' name. By His grace. You didn't think of being in testimony for 50 years, in ministry for almost 40, that I'd have figured most of this out. But because He is love, I don't believe we're going to see an end.
About when we get to heaven.
Sweetie Pie, He was here before we ever came in, forever, and He'll be here forever. Obviously, there's no end. Yes, sir. I'm not telling you enough of what He's saying. But you can rest assured that when He's freed to move by the true compassion that comes from the work of the Spirit, the love of God, your eyes will see what your heart knows that I can do, saith the Lord. Oh, that's a good one. I better write that down. Father, in Jesus' name, now. That's what I say. How far can He go, really? There's an abiding presence in Him that there is no limits. You have the truth. You have my word. There is no limit to what I can do. This is the kind of edification that He's praying. In other words, I'm interpreting what He's saying as I'm praying along here, buddy, because it is for prophecy, but it's still, it's in a form of a prayer. For these days you'll rejoice greatly in. For history repeated itself several times, because those who won would teach those to win, whom the devil would come in again and again and use the tools of his darkness. But I say to you that in these last days, because of media and the capacity and the volume of truth that can be passed out to the entire world at one time, this is a day that truth will be readily available, that many will learn who their teacher is, and they'll begin to walk as the Holy Spirit guides them, and you'll see some very powerful last days, saith the Lord. Woo! In edification over and over, the prayer goes in, lifting you up. That place of peace and love. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, give her that grace. Oh, don't make it so dead. Jeff's brought me back to tongues a minute ago. This one has to do with resources. How would I use a word, that dirty old word, money? When he taught on unrighteous mammon, he listed it. You can't serve God and mammon. So he listed it as a worthy foe. That probably defeats more people than almost anything. But in that prophecy, or part of that interpretation that he had me wait on there, he said to tell you that this is why a great, great, incalculable abundance will be poured out to meet whatever is needed. And for your knowledge, that also includes those whom you're believing for in the realm of healings, because all of it's tied to the increasal of the operation, freedom, and compassion that's a result of you actually receiving and operating in more of the tangible presence of the love that I have for you that has already met every one of your needs abundantly. You know what? I can say, I believe that. I can honestly say, I believe that. I believe that. What would easy times or hard times have to do with it? Hallelujah. I mean, as far as God's concerned, what would easy times have to do with anything? What would hard times have to do with anything? Hallelujah, Jesus. Boy, am I getting to see Him daily. Well, now it's daily because I'm so slow. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, in those things, do what causes you to continue to increase in the walk of my Spirit, the walk of power, and the fellowship that you have with me in worship. Do these things that I may pick you up and abundantly bestow those things that are the benefits of my love, saith the Lord. Yes, we would welcome that. We'd welcome that. Well, I'm facing something now. Well, I tell you what. Well, that grace is so resident. You know, if I was you, I'd stand up where you're at. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised that he abundantly bless you and then watch you. Then watch you a while, you know. I think you may do something like that. But anyway, all I know for sure is there is an abundance of his grace in that area resting here for you. To be recognized and operated in this year to come. So Father, everyone that stood and not standing, but is, I don't care what they're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what I know is what the love will do. It'll open a great big fat fountain to everything you have for a dying world. I know that, Father. I know that. So with abundance of grace and fullness of heart, a heart full of love and faith. And Father, we're wanting to take that next step. And we're wanting to, even though it may cause the labor pains of being born, delivered from religion and born into life. We don't care. We don't care. We just want to go there. Hallelujah. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that there's enough of it present to pray out of. I believe your truth. And I know that you love everybody in here and every sinner out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, silly here. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say inside almost, oh, please. We've been so used to living the other way that I think that our senses are going to get beat up real bad. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Communion will be in a few minutes. I mean, to me, minutes are, they don't count. But I think he wanted to manifest some of his love and things and while we're getting ready to receive communion. I mean, I had a good message laid out as usual. But I'm so glad that he manifested his mind this morning. He's been doing it for the last two or three services in teachings and moves. Something is changing. Something is changing. I think you opened your Bible about an hour ago. Let me read a few scripture. And by the way, he's still healing. He's still healing, and he's going to continue. I really don't know. Well, I know he's going to keep working in you. There's something to do with the love of God that came in, and what I'm getting in the spirits correctly, which it's faint, a little distant to me now, but it's something that is moving in to abide here. And it's enough it'll carry you. Some of them results that we've been looking for. So get yourself ready, for he may follow you home, and not my entire life, except the first year I stepped behind a pulpit, was I lost for words. Then, after I listened to enough Kenneth Hagin tapes, I could preach faith. He taught me the walk of the Spirit, but what I'm saying, it's high. I've not felt so much, but spoke so little. But it's in a realm that's been received. It's like it's been laid hold on, and it's been pulled in. It's almost like, you know, there's those little drops come, and they're little, but they're still water. And all of a sudden, they get bigger, and then it's pouring, and then the street's flooded. It's like the drops. Something. But if you'll hang in with me, I'm sure that when he brings me through this, no, he's brought me through it when he brings me into what he's brought me through to bring me into. And I understand that, even if you don't. Hallelujah. So, if you'll just hang on with me and bear with me. I don't mean the rest of the day. I'm going to let you go in a little bit. I mean, while I make my entry into whatever this is, he's holding on to me with. When he was being betrayed, Passover, he said, "This is my body which is broke for you. As oft as you eat, do so in remembrance of me." And same thing with the wine. He said, "This is my blood that's been shed for you. As often as you do this, do so in remembrance of me." And when we had communion in the past here, we'd have one loaf, because that was his body that was broken, that you and I might be baptized into one body, which is his. And when they got into strife and divisions and heresy came up in the Corinthian church, leaders of the heresy, and he warned them, and taught them about communion again. And he said that a lot of people are sick among the Corinthians because they wasn't rightly dividing the Word of God and was not believing what Paul had taught about communion. So they were receiving communion and breaking his body up. But then they'd turn around and cut people off and destroy each other. And he says, if we judge ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. And when we're judged, whether we do it ourselves or by God, then one thing we do is we quit fighting and destroying people. So it says, when you judge yourself, then you won't be judged. For this cause, he says, many sleep. He was talking about die before their time, or many are sick for not rightly dividing the Lord's body. So we can go to that chapter, over to the one on love when he brought culmination. 11, 12, 13. Showed the different parts of the body and the callings. And then he goes on to say, and I'll show you a more excellent way to do what? To covet after the best gifts. Then he says, if I speak a tongue of men and angels and have not love, sounding brass, tinkling cymbal. I don't know. I've seen people be used on a wheelchair level in the front and then yell at the help in the back. See, I know that can be done. But he says, if I don't harvest in that love, with the same tenacity, I'd want to go after the power. If I went after that love, then I wouldn't fail. Nor would I have any fear. None. Well, brother, you mean they can do those kinds of things? Yes. Yes, God uses, gives people gifts. But what are they missing? Believe me. Oh, will they have a reward? Of course. But what are they missing? Believe me when I say this. That fellowship that you can have with your Father and the Son. Not only through the power of the Holy Spirit, but in a limitless kind of love that just does not fail. You walk with no fear. How would you have felt if you finished your ministry with thousands and, you know, good job, good job. Here's your reward. That would be good for me. But if I could find out there what I'd be missing here. Not to get on the road that I got on. I only know a time in Jesus' day and Peter, because under Old Testament, that he healed all of them. And I know wherever Jesus can be moved by true compassion, that's so forceful and powerful that it, that the only part of you that can handle it is your spirit. So one reason for communion is the 39 lashes he took was Jesus went before the righteous judge, which was God, and proclaimed guilty in my place and took all 39 lashes. That I'd go free. So the further I get into this, this is the problem. He really does love people. How many of you believe there'll be a day in your time that Tulsa will be in chaos, not being able to explain the 500 children or better that all got free at the same time? So is this one reason you contend? At first it was to contend for more power. But after I got a little ways in, it changed to I want him. One time, Rosalie, my wife, I really liked this preacher, and I got a tax return or something. It was pretty good for me working at the mill. And I wanted to make it a present here. I gave it to you. You know, I had it. I gave it to you. Aren't I great? And Rosalie says, no, I don't think you're supposed to. I said, yes, I'm supposed to go make this a gift. She says, okay. She says, send it to him through another person anonymously so he won't know who's giving it. And I said, Doc, I put it back in my pocket. What did I want? What do you think it means? Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. How do you do that? Go into the closet, slam the door on your left hand, say, see if you can see what I'm doing now, you body member. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shut up out there. What did he possibly mean? How can I not let my left hand know? Her left hand did not let her know she's about ready to sneeze. Well, how can I? Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing when it comes to giving and that? What? How do I keep it from finding out? He said that because when it comes to money, you really can't trust your flesh. And this is why Jesus taught on the giving the way he did. My flesh might scream. Tell it to shut up. You're not the boss here. And you don't have no idea, flesh. So that's what that means. So I didn't want to give the money anymore. I wonder why. Now I found out. Hey, it's a way that I could even give more glory. More glory to the Lord. More. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, when I release you, which is going to be in a minute here, Paul got pretty tough on the teaching because communion was a time we would examine ourselves and see if we got any ought against somebody or any hatred. It's really a good time to examine yourself and let all that stuff go. Say, this is my body which was broken for me. And this is my blood. So when I turn you loose, this is I heard him say, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, that he wanted me to give you an opportunity to receive communion. So that's what I'm doing when I let you go. Okay? Nothing's mandatory. But you might examine yourself. And one of the horriblest things of unanswered prayer, even again, is the ought usually that we're holding. So use that extra ounce of love to shake it off. And we're going to have a whale of a 2012. Are we not? Are we not? Okay, yes, so much. Okay. Father, this is a family affair today, in the manner of speaking. And I know that you're dealing individually with all of us on a different level, a different way. But Father, I can take communion at home by myself, or I can do it with family, or the whole massive room at one time. The point is, what you're receiving. Examine yourself, let anything go. So Father, in Jesus' name right now, as we are partaking of this communion, we want to glorify and magnify you and thank you again for loving us and making us free. And Father, I ask you to take any pain and any kind of diseases. I mean, I thank you for your healing power being resident in this, in Jesus' name. And for that, again, I give you all the praise and all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' name.